Okay. On the bottom of Pesayin of Adal, Rav Havi Poshik Sidra, Kamei the Rebbe. Rav was teaching Parsha of Nevi'im, or Ksuvim, in front of Rebbe. Rabbi Ayo, he was learning in front of Rebbe. Ayo also Reb Chia. So in the middle of the Shia, Reb Chia walked in. Hodah the Reishis. He went back to the beginning for the sake of Reb Chia. Ayo Bar Kapora. In the middle again, Bar Kapora walked in late. Hodah the Reishis. He went back to the beginning for the sake of Bar Kapora. Also Reb Shimon Berebi, Hodah the Reishis. Reb Shimon Berebi came, started the Shia again. Also Reb Chanina Bar Chama, Omar Kulei Hai Nehedev Enezel, Lo Hodah. The Chanina Bar Chama walked in, he said, that's enough already. He's not starting again. Ikbid Reb Chanina. So Reb Chanina was upset. He went back for everybody else, not for me. Also, Rav Legabei Tzleser Male Yom Kippur. 13 Yom Kippurs, Rav went to Eskim Mechila. V'lo Yifayis, and he never was Mochla, for not starting the Shir again, because he came late. Shmur says, V'hechi Ovid Hochi, V'mais, how is he allowed to do that? V'omer Rav Yossi B'Rav Chanina Kol Mavakish Motu Mechavero Al Yivakish Menu Yossi Misholosh Palmin. We said before, you can't ask more than 3 times. And here he asked him 13 times. Shmur says, Rav Shani. So Rashi learns Rav Shani. Let's see Rashi. Osir Pchia. V'gam hu ha-yachofetz litzokimo v'chozar b'shvilo l'rosh ha-parsha. Right? So he also went back for him. Rav Shani. Machmer ha-yo li'atzmo. Rav was different, he was machmer. In other words, you don't have to ask more than 3 times. That's the way Rashi learns. But if you want to, you could do more. And Rav was machmer. He wanted to ask Mechila more than 3 times. The Rambam learns different. Rav Shani means that it was his Rebbe. Rabbi Chanina ben Chama was Rav's Rebbe. And your Rebbe, you're allowed to ask more than 3 times. In fact, your Mechuyah, the Rav says, it's a regular person, he asks 3 times. And after that, it's his problem. But if it's your Rebbe, there's no limit. You have to keep asking again and again and again. So some say that, that the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi is whether you're allowed to be machmer or not. Right? According to Rashi's Tam, which the tour brings down, you're allowed to be machmer. And you're allowed to be machmer according to Rashi's time, according to Rambam's time, you're not allowed to be machmer. But the Maisa, the Noshe Kalim, say the Tur says the Rambam's time, and he holds you are allowed to be machmer. And the Taz holds even the Rambam holds that you could be machmer. He just happens to bring down this Pshat and Rav Shani. That doesn't mean that he holds that normally you wouldn't be allowed to be machmer. Certainly not totally Zebazeh, but that on the surface seems to be the machlokas, the Rambam and Rashi, how you learn the sugya, whether you're allowed to be machmer or not. Okay. Rabbi Chanina hechi ovid hochi. How did Rabbi Chanina not be mochla? Right. V'amar Rava kol amavra midosa mavirinlo akol pshah. Person who is mochel, his things the people do against him, so they're mochel him for all his pshoy. Rambam says even more. It's the derech of Bnei Yisrael to be mochel. Only Esav is Shomar Avraso Netzach. Is never mochel. Where it says, Ela Rabbi Chanina Chelmachos. He did it for a good reason. He saw it, he had a dream. Chazi Leila Rav de Zakfu Bedikla. He saw that they hung Rav from a palm tree. And that, in dream language, means he was going to become a Rosh Hashiva. Okay, that's what they usually do to Rosh Hashivas and Rabbanim. Hang on. Ugindemiri, the Choldus Akfu, Bedikla Reshehabe. Whoever you see in a dream getting hung from a tree is going to be the Rosh, the Rosh Shiva. Omar Shmami no boy lemevid Rishusa. Right? I see he's supposedly to be the Rosh Shiva. Veloi Fayas, Kiheche de Lezo Veligma Raisa Babato. And therefore, if he's going to be the Rosh Shiva, I'm going to have to die. And I'm not interested in dying right now. So I'll do something, not be Mephias, force him to run away to Bavel, let him become the Rosh Shiva there, but not over here. According to this pshat, it was for Rabbi Chanina's sake that he wasn't mochel him. He didn't want to die. Right? Well, see, there's another pshat that it was for Rebbe Rav's sake, why he did this. And Shaila is, can you not be mochel somebody for your sake? In other words, it's not, you're not doing it because you're an achzer. You have a good reason why you don't want to be mochel him, an ulterior motive. Does it have to be for his sake? Then it's okay. Or it could even be for your sake. Okay, we'll see the two pshat in a second. Rashi. Chel mechazi le rav, ro chalom al rav, she talu bedekel. V'hu simen nesiyas rosh hu gedula. It's a sign he's going to become Rosh Hashiva. Rabbi Chanina Rosh Hashiva hayu. Rabbi Chanina was Rosh Hashiva. Kedo amar Rebbe, b'shas p'hira, so Chanina bar Chama yeshe barosh. When Rebbe died, he appointed Rabbi Chanina bar Chama to be the Rosh Hashiva. Shiro chalom ze al rav, doag lomus. He was afraid he's going to die. With Isha'in Malchus Nogas Bechaberta, right? Both of them can't be the Rosh Hashiva. So Rabbi Chanina was going to have to die, so Rav would be able to become the Rosh Hashiva. Omrid Chaya Mehacha, the Yivrach Lebovel. So he said, I'll act in a way that he will feel uncomfortable here, and he'll run away to Bovel. Miponai. Visham Yerosh, and there will be the Rosh Hashiva. So everything will be fine. He'll be the Rosh Hashiva, I'll still be living, and everything will be fine. Okay. Others learn that, so that's how Rashi learns. So from Rashi, it's mashma that what's it called, that even if the reason that you are not being mochel is for the sake of the, what's it called, of the other person, that's good enough. The Bach holds that... that's how the Bach holds. The Ramah holds it's only if it's for the tova of the, what's it called, of the person who is, you're not being mochel, then you cannot be mochel. But not if you, it's your tova. And the Taz, Maisa says, that if, that's what's mashal from the Ramah. The Taz says, even according to Ramah, the Ramah only brought down the case where it's for the good of the person that you're not being mochel. But what's it called, the idea was he saw that they would make Rav the Rosh Hashiva, but he knew that that would take away from his learning. He would be bothered then or whatever. So for Rav's sake, he made him go away to Bavel and lose that opportunity so he could be able to sit and learn. But he did it for Rav's sake, not for his sake. So they're medayik from that Ramah that he learned different pshat in the Gemara, and the Mela only have a raya that if you're not mochel somebody for their sake, that's okay. But if you're not mochel them because you're going to benefit, that's not okay. That's how Rashi learns, and that's how the Bach, Takapaskins. But the Taz says, no, it's not a shailah halacha. It's a shailah how to learn the Gemara. But everybody holds that if there's an ulterior motive, you're not just an achzer, and that's the only reason why you're not being mochel, but you have a reason why not to be mochel, right, then it's okay. For instance, you want to teach a personal lesson, you think that he's going to do this aveira again. Right, and you want to make sure that he doesn't just flippantly keep doing this avera because he knows people in mochelin, then you're allowed not to be mochelin.
Okay.
According to this, Rebbe was still alive. Why?
Because he was one of the people, yeah. He was related to Rebbe.
I hear. And he only appointed him after... No, Scovinus is 13 years later. A year later, whatever, at least. Okay. Okay. Tanu Rabban, Mitzvah Vidui Erev Yom HaKippurim Im Chashecha. The Mitzvah Vidui is Erev Yom Kippur with nightfall. Aval Omru Chachomim Yisvade Kodem Shiyocha V'yishte Shemeti Torev Daito V'suda. But the Chachamim made a takana that you should see Mimisvada before Suda Matzekes, in other words, in Mincha. Because maybe during the Suda Matzekes, you're what's it called, Tikruf Taito Besuda. Rashi learns you get shikr. Erev Yom Kippur, you get shikr, and you won't come to Mimisvada. The Shaila is what Imcha Sheikh over here means. Rashi says, Imcha Sheikh, La'achar Achila, Mishikibul Lav Yom Kippur. The main mitzvah vidu is on Yom Kippur itself. Like after you eat, from the beginning of Yom Kippur and on. That's how Rashi learns. Except the Rabbanan said, since you may get drunk by the Suda Matzekes and you'll miss the Vidui, so therefore they made a Vidui that you should do before you start eating Erev Yom Kippur, so you'll, what's it called, you'll come into Yom Kippur with tshuva. But Avade, the Iker Vidu, is on Yom Kippur itself. The Ramban learns differently. He learns Im Chashecha means there really is an Inyan to do Vidu before Yom Kippur comes in. And really it should be as close to Yom Kippur as possible, so you don't have a chance to do an Aveira between the Vidu and Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is not the day of Vidu, of Tshuva. It's the deadline. You have to do Tshuva and all your Aveiras by Yom Kippur. So really you should do Tshuva before Yom Kippur comes, so Yom Kippur will be Mechaper. But if you didn't, you have all day to keep doing the Tshuva, because the whole day is Mechaper. And but because we're afraid, Shema Titrav Daito, and others learn Titrav Daito means, Rambam says, you'll choke. Not that you get drunk during Sudam Afsekas. People will get drunk. But it could mean Titrav Daito means you'll get so upset by Sudam Afsekas that you'll go out of your mind. The Rambam knows you'll choke by Sudam Afsekas. And therefore, they said, say Vidui before, so you'll come into Yom Kippur with Tshuva. But since there's a lot of time, you could do an Aveira between the time you said Vidui at Mincha and when Yom Kippur comes in. So they said again, do it again before Yom Kippur comes in. Im Chashecha. So that's what we say Tefillah Zakah. So there's an Inyan of saying Vidui immediately before Yom Kippur, according to the Ramban, except there's also a Takana to say it earlier, because maybe you'll miss that time. According to Rashi, there's no real Inyan to say it before Yom Kippur, right? Mamash, right before. The Ikur is on Yom Kippur itself. But they were Mesakin to say it earlier, too, so you'll come into Yom Kippur already with Tshuva. Rashi Shema Titrav Daito Mach Meshikris. You'll get Shikr. Thing could be another mean. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara says Shikoris v'lo miyayin. All the tzaris that we have in Galus makes you like a shikr. So it could be that you'll get so afraid of Amos Hadin, you'll be like a shikr, and you won't be able to say Vidui properly. Okay. The apple piece is vada kolim shochol. The shosim is vada lachas shiochol v'yishte. Shema ira dover kalkola besuda. And even though you said vidu before you ate, you should say vidu after you ate too. Maybe you didn't have era during the suda mapsekas. The apopi shesvada arvis, shesvada shachas. Even though you said vidu leil yom kippur, you have to say again in shachas. Shachas shesvada v'musaf. V'musaf shesvada v'mincha. Mincha shesvada v'nila. The whole yom kippur has to be, because at least one of the times the vidu will be good, and then the tshuva and yom kippur will be machaper. The Hechen Omra, where do you say Vidui? Yochid Achar Tfiloso. Yochid says it after he finishes Shmon Esrei. Right? And there's a Shaila, what does that mean? Some hold that after you finish Shmon Esrei means after you said Yul Ratzon Mrefi, you finish with Shmon Esrei, now you say Vidui. And the Gaon holds, no, you have to say it after Shmon Esrei, but still as part of Shmon Esrei. So if you said Yul Ratzon, you're finished. Right? So you say it before Yul Ratzon. Shliach Tzibur Omer Be'emtza. Shliach Tzibur says it in the middle of what's it called, of the Tefillah, right, before the Bracha of the Yom, right, we say the Shlichos and the Viduyim, what's it called, right in the middle of the third, of the fourth Bracha of Shmon Esrei. My Omar, what do you say? Omar Rav, Ata Yodea Rosei Olam. Right, the nusach of the tefillah is like we say by ne'ilah. Ata yodea rozei olam, that's the nusach of ne'ilah. U'shmul amra mimake halei, a different nusach they had. They knew these words were the words that started the thing. Levi amra v'sarasta kosuv leimor. Rabbi Yochanan amra ribon ho'olami. Rabbi Yehuda amra ki avonoseinu rabu milimnos v'chatoseinu atzim misaker. This is all the nuschos of the psichas to vidui. The slichas that would start, the vidui started with these paragraphs. Rav Hamanuna Omer Elokai Achshelon Atzarti Eni Kedai Achshav Shel Atzarti Kilon Atzarti Ofrani B'chayai. We say this after the vidui. Tavachon Misosi Harei Ani Lefanecha Keklima Leibusha Klima Yiratzum Fanecha Shelo Echter Mashachatrasi Morok Berachamecha Avaloi De Yisurim V'hainu Viduya De Rava Kulei Shai Sasa. That's how Rava used to say vidui the whole year by saying this. What's it called? Elohai Atshalon Atzarti Eni Kedai. That's what he said the whole year when he said Vidui. Rashi. Dover Kalkola Shel Chet. We're afraid that maybe you did something wrong during Suda Matzekes, so you have to say Vidui again after Suda Matzekes. Mimamoki Alev Tfilahi. This is just the simen of a tefillah that they used to say in conjunction with the Vidui. We say some of these things in the Ila, and some of them we say all Yom Kippur. It's also part of what we are makdim or say in conjunction with the vidui. We both have alamim kilo apsiko seino nachdim apilim tachlenu fanecho. We say that nila. Mo anachnu mechayim so the nila. Okay. Rav Kook explains what's elokai actually lo notzarti any kedai and after she notzarti kilo lo notzarti. He said. Achalon Atsarti, any Kedai means everybody was created to serve a purpose in this world, and their purpose is best served in the time and place where they were put in the world. But if they had come earlier or been in a different place, it could be that they wouldn't have any purpose, because they wouldn't have been at the right time and the right place to fit their specific purpose. So Achalon Atsarti, any Kedai, before the time came for me to be created, it wasn't Kedai to bring me into the world. And now that I'm here, who knows if I'm being Mekayim anyway that I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. It's interesting that even though part of tshuva is Kabbalah v'osid, there is no Kabbalah v'osid in the tshuva of Yom Kippur, in the nusach of Yom Kippur, except here. Right? And it's not a nusach of Harei ani mekabel lo la la. Yiratzon lefanecha shelo echta od. Right, it's the only remez even for Kabbalah loss. It's something needs explanation. Why Taka? Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva. Why weren't they misakim? It could be that this person is not Makabalah on himself. Right? Once you're saying the vidu you mischar, it is one thing, but it's like a sheker. It's like a shvuah shah. So therefore, at least say it in the derech tefillah, so it's not a sheker. We'd like not to do it, stop it. With the Rav Hamanun Zutri Yom Kippuri, Rav used to say this. It's part of his vidui the whole year. Elokai Achalon Atzarti, and Rav Hamanun Zutra said it on Yom Kippur. Omer Mar Zutra, Lo Amrin Elo De Lo Omer Aval Anachnu Chatanu. All of these lengthy viduyim are only if you didn't say Aval Anachnu Chatanu. Aval Omer Aval Anachnu Chatanu Sulo Tzorif. Aval Anachnu Chatanu is the minimum vidui of Yom Kippur, and what it really means is Aval means verily, the emes. Right? Aval Hashemim Anachnu. But we always explain that the Aval can mean what it means normally. The whole year you say Anachnu Chatanu Aval, and then you have a million excuses. And Yom Kippur, after the Aval, has to still come Anachnu Chatanu. The Omer Rav Hamadudi, Havi Kamina Kamei Shmuel Vavi Yosef. I was sitting in front of Shmuel, and he was sitting. The Chimot Shlicha the Tzibur of Omer Aval Anachnu Chatanu Kam Mekam. When the Shlicha Tzibur said Anachnu Aval Anachnu Chatanu, he got up. By choice, that was the Ikur Vidui. Omer Shema Mino Ikur Vidui. Hi, who? That this is the Ikur Vidui. So you see from here a few things. First of all, that you have to stand up, not only when you're Misvada, but you have to stand up for the Vidui of the Shlich Tzibur. Or, others learn from here, that when the Shlich Tzibur is Misvada, you have to Misvada along with him. When they're Chozer on the Vidui in Chazor Sashat, everybody has to Misvada, which is Arminic. And, or others hold, no, you don't have to be misvada with the Shlich Tzibur, but you have to at least stand up, lekavod, he's being misvada for the Tzibur, and you're part of the Tzibur, you don't have to say anything, but you have to stand up at least, because somebody's being misvada for your sake. Okay. Also, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a shayla, can you sit for the rest of the, since the Ikur Vidui is Aval Anachnu Chatanu, once you said that, can you sit down? Really have to stand for Vidui. But since you said the Ikur Vidui, there's shittas that hold it. Once you said the Ikur Vidui standing up, the rest you could say sitting down. But the Mishnah Berurah says, not Mishnah, even though it's the Ikur Vidui, but since the rest of it's Vidui too, Vidui has to be said standing up. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Tanan Hossam. Bishlosha Prokim Bashana Kohanim Nosim Iskapeim Arbo Pamim Bayom. Shachris. The Musaf, the Shachris, the Musaf, the Mincha, and the Ivah Sha'ari. 3 times a year, the Kohanim Duchin 4 times a day. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Nila. The Eluhin Shlosha Prakim, what are the 3 times of the year that Kohanim Duchin 4 times a day? The Tanios, Tainis that we make for Geshamim in Eretz Israel, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Those Tanios, there was Ni'ila, they daven Ni'ila by those Tanios. Uve Ma'amados. And by the Ma'amados are 4 days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They had Ma'amados, the Jew of regular Israelim, who would get together in their cities, and they would say the Parshios of the Karbanos, and they would read from Sefer Bereshis, to be people who were as if they were representing Klal Yisrael regarding the Korbanos. Some would go to Yerushalayim and stand there by the Korban in order they should represent the Klal Yisrael, because the person has to be there when his Korban is brought. So the representatives of Klal Yisrael have to be there by the Korban HaTzamid. And some would stay in their cities and say these Ma'amados. So they would fast 4 days of the week. They wouldn't fast on Sunday because it's hard to fast after Shabbos, right? Or because of the Christians, they make a special day on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, because of Kavod Shabbos, also didn't fast. So 4 days a week they did. So Ma'amados. Uvi Yom HaKippur. And Yom Kippur also, there's four duchening, four tefillos. And they normally don't duchen mincha because we're afraid you get drunk. But on Tainis, you don't eat anyway, so you could duchen mincha time, according to this opinion. The other opinions say that even on a Tainis, you don't duchen mincha time because of lo plug. But if you daven mincha late, so it looks like ne'ilah, and it's later tefillah, then the Arminig is to duchen on a Tainis if it's late in the day. Morris says, my ni'ila sharim. What is this extra? What is this ni'ila sharim? Rav Omer Tzlusa Yaserso. It's an extra Shmoneh Esrei. A fourth Shmoneh Esrei of the day. Aside from Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha, is also another tefillah before nightfall. Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says, it's not a tefillah. It's not a Shmoneh Esrei. Ma onu mechayenu. You just say, ma onu mechayenu, that's called ni'ila. We do say that ni'ila. But you don't say Shmoneh Esrei. You don't say Sheva Brachas. In other words, what's it called? The tefillah of a yontif, you don't say. Meisvei, Samar says, ask of Shmuel, or Yom HaKippur Mispal Sheva Misvad. Or Yom HaKippur means Kol Nidre night. You daven seven brachas, and you say vidui. V'shachris Mispal Sheva Misvad. V'musim Mispal Sheva Misvad. V'mincha Mispal Sheva Misvad. V'ne'ilu Mispal Sheva Misvad. The Feirish says that you daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei for yontif, and you say vidui. Samar says, the Groat changes the gears here because it's not Tanoi, because we're going to see this next price that says exactly the same thing. Right? So the Groz Girsa is the Su Tanya. And we have another price that says the same thing. The Tanya, Yom HaKippur Imim Chashecha, Mispal Sheva Misvada, the Chosim Bevidui Divra Meir. The Chachom Imom Mispal Sheva, Yimrot Zolachtum Bevidui Chosim. Right? Yom HaKippur Imim Chashecha means towards nightfall, which is Ne'ila. You daven another Shmoneh Esrei, and either you're chosein with the vidui, in other words, you say vidui in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, or you're not chosein the vidui. Right? That's the only shaila, but you daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei, so nila is another Shmoneh Esrei. Tiyufta the Shmuel, tiyufta. It's Kashan Shmuel, and Shmuel is knocked off. Rashi. Slusa Yaseir, so Mispal Sheva Kesharat Fields. You say another Shmoneh Esrei, just like the other Shmoneh Esreis of Yom Kippur, seven brachas. Ushmuel Amr Ma Anu Mechayenu. Oh, Merveinu Mispal. You don't say Shmoneh Esrei. You just say that paragraph. Ma Anu Mechayenu, whatever. And you say Vidui. Or Yom HaKippurim, Leil Yom HaKippurim, Kol Nidrei Night. The Chosim Bavidui, Goris Betosefta, Eino Chosim Mekadish Yisrael, Ela Kael HaSolchon. Right? You don't say Mekadish Yisrael the Yom HaKippurim, but instead you say, Melech, Mocha, V'Solech, Lavan Hoseinu, we say both. But you're chosen with HaKel HaSolchon, instead of Mekadish Yisrael V'Azmane. V'Chachomim Rom, Mekom Mokom Shezok V'Sheva, At B'Shara Tfilos, Imrot Zolatum, B'Vidli Chosen. Even the other Tfilos, not only Nila, if you wanted to end off HaKel HaSolveach, or HaKel HaSolchon, instead of Mekadish Yisrael, the Yom HaKippurim, you could do that too. Kach shamati, avalo goris lo betosefta. I heard that there is such a gear, so but our tosefta doesn't say that. Ha'asahachi. Elav hachomor mispal sheva, v'imrot solachtum levidli chosim. You could be chosim levidli. Uva ne'ila kan, it's going on ne'ila. What is the final bracha by ne'ila? Is it a new bracha of hakel hasolchan, or is it the regular bracha, mekadish Yisrael v'yom ha'kipurim? K'toni miyas, Ne'ila mispal sheva misvad. It says the Pharisee in both prices that by Ne'ila you daven a full yantif Shmoneh Esrei. Tiyufta the Shmuel tiyufta. Okay. Ula barav nochis kamei de Rava. Ula barav daven for the omid in front of Rava. Posach the ato v'chartanu, and he started ato v'chartanu. V'siim b'mo onu mechayenu, and this is by Ne'ila. And he taka said what Shmuel said. You only say, he said it in Shmona Esrei in the Ila. He added it also. To be yotze, even Shmuel's idea of Ne'ila. V'shabche Rav. No, v'shabche. And what's it called? Rava was m'shabeyachim. Right? He said, good feeling. Rav Huna Bereder of Noson Omar, v'yochid Omra Achar Tfilaso. Yochid says it after he finishes Shmona Esrei. Then he says, what's it called? This Nusuch of Vidui, whatever. Okay. Rashi. Noch is kami the Rava ben Ne'ila. The Lashon Ne'ila pligi amaroi v'brachas Yerushalmi. What is Ne'ila exactly? What's this Lashon of Ne'ila? So the Yerushalmi in brachas is a machlokas, what Ne'ila is. Chad omer Ne'ila shari shamayim. It means that the heavens are closing the shari shamayim, which are open on Yom Kippur, to makabel people do tshuva without any difficulty, close at this time. The Chad omer Ne'ila shari azora. It was the time when they closed the Sha'arim of the Azor on Yom Kippur, and the day was over, Lagabi, the Beis HaMikdash. So the Lashon, Ne'ila is even Ne'ila Sha'arim, Sha'or Ne'ila Shari Shomayim. Okay. Omar Rav, Tfilos Ne'ila Poteres Eshel Arvis. If you daven Ne'ila, you don't daven Marv. Rav V'tameh, Domer Tzlusi Yaseirahi. Since Rav holds that it's a whole extra Shmona Esrei, so you yotze with that instead of davening Maariv. The kiva the tzoli lay sulo tzorich. The Gemara says, "Mi omer Rav Hachi?" Did Rav say that by Ne'ila you're patting yourself in davening Maariv? V'omer Rav halachik divrei omer tefilas arvis v'shus. Right, so you don't have to pater anything. You don't have to daven Maariv altogether. Right, it's only v'shus. So Tosa says that which we say tefilas arvis v'shus doesn't mean it's really v'shus. It's not as much as a chov as other tefillas. But you can't stop being mevakelet. If you have a reason not to be mevakelet, then you can. But it's only a reshus legabi the chov of others. But you have to daven Maariv. So he asks, what's the clash over here? Right? You have to daven Maariv. You don't have a good reason not to, you have to. But Ne'ila takes its place. Right? But if reshus means you don't have to daven Maariv bechlal, then the clash is a good clash. You don't have to daven Maariv altogether. Ne'ila takes the place of Maariv. You don't have to daven Maariv. What takes its place? You don't have to daven Maariv b'chlal. So Tosha says there's a good reason not to daven Maariv Motzei Yom Kippur. The good reason is that you have to get ready to eat. And it's a mitzvah to eat Motzei Yom Kippur. It's like a yomtiv. Right? So I might think that in order to get the reason Magdim al-Mitzvah is to get home to eat quickly, you don't have to daven Maariv, what's it called, only Rishus. So it's a good reason, then you don't have to daven Maariv. You don't have to daven Maariv, then you need potter it with Ne'ila. That's the kasha of the Gemara. What? No, so misak and davka to daven after you eat, they didn't do. Right? Because it's also to daven, what's it called, this way, you finish your eating and go to sleep. So they weren't misak and davka to daven afterwards. Once you didn't daven, in the right time, before you eat, so they left it go. Okay, Mar says, but divrei omer chova komer. No, Rav said what he said, even the man d'omer holds Maariv is a chova. Still, what's it called? Nila patters it. Okay, Rashi. Mekiven detzali mishachsheicha sulo tzorech. Once you daven Ne'ila, and usually Ne'ila will see it's machlokas when you daven Ne'ila. But if you hold it and you can daven Ne'ila after dark, so it takes the place of Maariv. V'omar Rav mishachis brachos tilos arvis v'shul. So my poteris dekomer. What does it mean? It patters. You're not chayiv to daven Maariv altogether. You don't have to patter it with something else. Mar says, "L'divrei Omer Chova Komer." The Zu Potrosa. Even the man the Omer says Maariv is a Chova. This patters it. Okay, we'll continue with this. It starts in the Sugya. What? There's none. So Mar says in Tainus that it means that Mar says where's Musaf on that Tainus? Mar says it means there are three times a year where some of them four times a day. Of them, there are those that even, of those three, they're four times. But then if not, by times three.